Alright, so we're back for episode 105, entitled... I forgot what this is.
Day of Undying.
Day of Undying, right.
There we go. I'm Becky Harrington Davis.
I am Julia Lunetta.
And I'm Brad Smith.
Come on, guys, we're ready.
And this is a flashback, sort of.
Previously on Second Shift.
Yeah, I was so confused when we did the first read-through of this, because I was like, wait, this is the end of the last episode.
But yes it is.
It starts out with that, but then we're, of course, telling the story from Mike's point of view. Yeah, which is... I don't know of an audio drama that's done that before. That was completely new to me, and I think it actually worked out pretty well. Because, you know, this was the pound, pound, pound that everybody inside in the last episode was freaking out about.
Maybe here. Come on, there's gotta be a secret entrance or something. No time to dig. Crap. The cellar door.
I have the sense that this was one of the episodes where I first started dabbling with doing post-production on the show. I can't remember when exactly. I think this might have been the first episode that Andrew... stopped doing all of the editing for and asked other people to do scenes. This might have been one of the first scenes that I did. I could be remembering wrong, but because I have a lot of recollection of messing around with these crashing sounds a whole lot and spending a long time getting them right.
No time for heroic loving now. I got me some zombies to kill. Here,
someone take Fesmer. We just have a big crashing sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
He'll be fine. Took a clobber, though. There they are.
Mike, how did you get here? Were you outside?
Mike has no time for heroic loving or questions. He's a man on a mission. And that mission is to kill zombies.
And another for good measure. That should keep him away long enough.
Mike's not really a heroic loving type. Anyway, I think he's more epic.
Right.
You go for the epic love.
Except for the water girl.
He's not so much with the water girl.
Yeah. Well, it's next episode. So.
Yes.
No, but I have to go. Yeah, I should get him.
God, idiot was... jockey. Well, so all right. I'll talk about that when the commentary is done for that episode.
What do we do?
Quickly, help me stuck these boxes. Arkan, arm yourself with that large broom.
This broom? You cannot
bend them
all.
And then we switched the viewpoint again, because this is going on while in the last episode Mike and Catherine are up on the roof.
More skill than you show. They are coming down the stairs.
Hey, Zana, how about this? Is this good?
That is huge. Stop wasting your time.
Arkan, get out of the way.
Work, stupid magic.
Get out of the way.
Sounds really weird.
Shot is focused.
Bring him to the kitchen.
Oh my god, we're alive, we're okay.
That spell was incredible.
Besides, if it wasn't that, Arkan would have had to fend everything off with a broom.
There we go. I don't feel so good now.
Sit down, drink water. We're all safe.
It's important to stay hydrated while casting magic.
Yes.
Well, when I first began, it was incredibly exhausting. Which I think later on isn't shown. But at the beginning of the show, it was shown for everybody. It was shown for Fesmer, too. I think he cast a lot.
Well, I think especially for Fesmer, given the whole, you know, savage magic angle, where, you know, I mean, I think, I forget exactly when we brought this up. I think Jarrett does later in the season. Basically, when you're doing ritual magic, the power is drawn from the array. When you're doing savage magic or natural magic, you are what the power is drawn from. Basically, using yourself as a battery.
Yeah.
So all of the people who are casting natural or savage magic get tired.
You have more flexibility, but it takes a lot more. But it is in fact more dangerous than ritual magic.
Actually, Shishua, the cellar door sits just outside your ward.
It does?
Well,
gee, how would Arkan know that?
Ah.
It's almost as if she'd been casing the joint.
I have to stop them.
I am coming as well.
You are not going anywhere, Fesmer. You can barely stand. Lie back down
right now. Who the hell are you all? This scene... well, actually...
Shana, no! Shana!
All of you, remain inside and do not...
Yeah. If they take Shay and myself, this scene, particularly once they get outside and start trying to revive Mike, was one of the first scenes when reading through the scripts. That's the first time that I remember just thinking, wow, this is an awesome story. This is a fantastic script.
Oh, is this
where
we're doing CPR?
Yes, this is a CPR scene.
Yeah,
because we
have time for this.
I remember we were in Julia's living room.
No, with Lexi's.
Really? The first time I remember reading it through was sitting in the floor. No, we had had just wrapped up a... All right, this is the way I remember it, at least.
Okay.
We had just wrapped up the rehearsal of another episode, and the writer is like, had just this scene, or had like the very first draft of this episode, and we just sort of passed it around and read it, and we were all just...
Oh, that's right. That was the one where they didn't even have lines. It was just like in paragraph form. And so we decided that, you know, anytime a character name... was mentioned, that person would start reading from that word. It was like a party game.
It was. Yeah, that was wicked cool. We were in awe. And so what was cool about this, are we doing it?
Not yet.
Are we doing the, okay, well, when we do the CPR, I remember rehearsing in Lexi's living room, and this is probably one of the first times that we decided to physicalize in our rehearsals, which was awesome, and I always love doing it to this day. I think it's the best thing we can do. And so me and Lexi, we threw Mike on the floor, and we were basically acting out, doing all the CPR. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
Maybe you weren't there. It was wicked fun, too. It was, like, really...
you get to work out a lot of residual anger issues around Mike.
Yeah.
Pounding on his chest.
It was really powerful. It was really, really cool. And it really helped us get the timing, because it was kind of hard in the script. Because the way she was counting out, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, it was all written in the script. But we had to kind of figure out that actual timing. And so we acted it out with Lexi, you know, counting out, and me, like, pounding on Mike on the floor and pretending to do breaths and all that.
We can't move. What did Jared throw at us?
It helped a lot when we went ahead to actually record it, because we could just remember exactly how we were all sitting and everything like that.
Oh, and here we are in probably the most... easily the most epic scene, I think, of the first season, possibly of the series, where Jareth comes in with the cavalry.
Well, he has it on a white horse-like thing, at least. We never quite established what it is.
Yeah, I remember all the discussion back and forth.
How do I short circuit? Wait, is that Jareth? What is he riding?
Jareth is here. Praise I know him.
Your foolish friends nearly got Zana killed.
Oh, shut up! I gotta get out of here. I have to help Mike. I finally.
Thousands of
Zana, is he?
Is it 2:15 or 3:30? I can't remember.
What?
CPR.
2:15. You do the breaths. I'll do the compression.
Okay. Jareth, stop! Don't pick him up. You could make it worse.
The first season was not epic.
Is he?
Andrea will swear that up and down.
No.
Quiet, all of you. Call 911 or whatever it is you do.
911?
Get help.
Shauna. Okay, I'm here. Hold him steady. We don't know how badly.
I know. I took the class too.
1, 2, 3.
What are they doing?
Perhaps this is some sort of last night.
13, 14, 15.
What are you doing?
Save me his life. What are you doing?
But is he not?
Don't you people know anything about first aid? Get some damn help now.
What can I do?
13, 14, 15. Breathe. 1, 2.
Fesmer, can you still cast any spells?
I can try.
Do you know any electric spells?
What?
Like lightning. 15, breathe.
I do know something like that. I can deliver a powerful shock from my hands.
Okay, perfect. Do it on Mike.
What? That is terrible. Oh, we should be guiding his spirit to Ainorim, not attacking him.
15, breathe. Do it, Fesmer. And the rest of you, I don't see you going for help.
But
he
is dead, Shauna.
Jareth.
Yes, Catherine?
Shut up and get help.
Jareth, come with me. I have an idea.
Breathe. Still nothing. Do it, Fesmer.
Right,
not too hard, just enough to give him a big jolt. Right here. Do it!
Fyclothi. Baraz!
Check his pulse. Well, oh god, oh god, Shauna. Thank you, god, Fesmer. We did it.
What did we do?
He's alive. Oh, he's alive.
That was the part where I just stopped reading and was like, with respect, Shishwa, this is an hardcore.
At the moment Toganani glimpses the things that happen here, whatever his personal feelings for us, he will be duty-bound to report all of it to university.
And you are duty-bound to the same, yet you have not.
I nearly have, twice. Yet instead I have lied to my superiors, Toganani included, and quietly gone about my work.
Jareth, you are a good man, and so is Toganani. It is not always possible to be both good and lawful. Sometimes we must choose one or the other.
It is only that none of this is necessary, Shishwa. Mike is lost to us. Revealing the remaining foreigners to Toganani will not alter this fact.
He's alive!
He is?
But he needs serious treatment. Is the Dr. Mage person almost here?
What is a doctor?
A healer?
Some can cast faint enchantments, which might aid the healing process. But the body and spirit must do the rest. How is it that Mike is alive now?
We pounded on his chest, forced air down his throat, and Fesmer electrocuted him. He's not going to make it if we
stand around talking about this.
She's correct, Jonathan.
Jean, Catherine, this is a delicate situation.
You bet your ass is a delicate situation. Mike's going to die for good if we can't find someone who can help him. Is there someone?
Yes.
Is he on his way? Why is he not on his way?
Because I have not yet called him. It will take but a moment.
Shishwa!
Stand where you must, Jareth. I have made my choice.
And the scene is called Jareth Gets Burned.
Okay, no.
Actually, that's not what
we know, Natakunane.
Zana, this is a surprise. Are you safe?
I am unharmed, thanks to the timely intervention of Jareth and several of your
leaders. It's our first non-
But one of my employees is greatly injured.
I will dispatch a healer immediately.
No, Takunane, it has to be you. Injury is quite serious.
There are many healers here more talented than I. What is the problem?
Please, Darko, it has to be you alone, and you must have no one. Do you remember that time
in Gandalf? Funny, because they were the ones who were writing it.
I will be there as fast as I can, of course.
You think they just could have...
And Zana?
Yes.
I trust they're even on that count.
Yes, Targonon. We await your arrival with great expectation.
Actually, speaking of first, I mean, this is one of the...
I still cannot believe that he is alive. I have never seen anything like this before.
What sorcery was that, Shauna?
That wasn't magic, that was just CPR.
How could that be magic, Arkhan? Shauna has just started learning.
And already she can shape OD.
What? An eager Mabel still cannot lay eggs, Arkhan. It has not yet been a day since we began her lessons.
The truth, Fesmer. I cast potion, pull, and lift, and I even made up some myself. I think I've reached my limit for the day, though.
If the two of you are attempting to make a fool of me...
I assure you this is no joke, Fesmer.
Well, actually, at this point, we have not yet.
So it's getting teleported into magical fantasy worlds, but you don't see me complaining anymore.
Oh, no.
Don't, look, does that really matter right now? Mike's still in danger here. We need to get him to a hospital.
So get on that.
What?
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Where do you take people if they're sick or injured?
We do not take them anywhere.
Well, university does have a medical ward.
From what Charlie has been telling you, it's really not an option for where else. You can't be serious.
I assure you, I am quite serious.
What is wrong with you people? Well, you've got phones and lights and no doctors? What kind of warped sense of priorities are you running on around here?
We have healers for the sick or injured, but here in Lundi, they are all part of the university.
Well, that's just the stupidest thing I've
ever. Good news, help is on the way.
Yeah.
Oh, finally.
Who's coming?
What's his name? Jareth's mentor.
Targanone?
That's the one. Well, that's good, right?
Example, the name
well, he's a powerful healer,
but what?
The two of you should probably remain hidden while he is here. It is best if he has no reason to look any closer.
I don't know. I don't want to leave Mike alone.
Senjen Shay, this is important. So much has happened here that he cannot learn about.
Fesmer, we should probably leave as well. There is little more we can do here.
I should stay, Arkhan. It is my fault.
Fesmer, it is not your fault. Though he may be rash, Meek is a grown man. He acted upon his own will.
She's right. Nobody blames you for what happened.
Besides, may I remind you that the high-ranking official of university is going to be here very shortly. In your own words, it would be best if he has no reason to look any closer.
It's okay, Fesmer. It's under control now, I think. We couldn't have saved him without you.
Thank you, Keith. I will visit my mother and ensure she is still safe. Cautious trials, Shay.
Oh, okay. See you later, then.
Shay, will you be staying at my house again tonight?
No, I think I'm going to stay as Anna's with Catherine and Mike. Thanks, though.
Very well. I shall see you tomorrow. Take care, Shay. Good night, Keith.
The language was really sort of found in South.
Here, let me support you, Fesmer.
I'm capable of walking on my own.
Of course you are.
Somewhere how is he?
He's still breathing and his heartbeat seems stable, but I don't know, his leg looks really bad. It's broken at least two places, and I'm worried that there might be more, like his hip or his back. Catherine, what are we going to do?
I don't know, I guess we just have to hope this Targanane is enough.
No, I mean, what are we going to do? It could take Mike a month to heal. What if he's paralyzed or something? Where does that leave us?
The same place we were before.
Check it out.
We need to get home. These people don't know anything about medicine, and Boston has some of the best hospitals in the country. Maybe when we get back, we can do more. For now, I guess we just have to hope that magic is enough.
I guess you're right. Home seems so far away.
And, or underestimated, as case maybe.
The bell stopped.
I guess that means the Undying are gone?
Yes. We have either driven them away or they have lost interest. We are fortunate that matters are not worse.
I don't know, Jareth. It looks pretty bad to me.
Believe me when I say that we are fortunate. I fear, however, that this is only the beginning of our trials. Where are Fesmer and Arkhan?
Fesmer's checking on his mother, and Arkhan, I don't think she said.
No matter. It is best they do not speak with Targanone. He would likely smell their guilt. The both of you should conceal yourselves as well.
I'm not leaving Mike.
I will stand watch until Targanone arrives. Do not fear.
Yeah, after today's stress, I think we're both starting to reek of guilt.
I did not intend that. You are innocent in all of this.
Are you sure about that?
Come on, Shauna, let's go.
True.
Another thing we didn't get until the second season was more
more scene transitions.
Like five scene transitions.
Well, I mean, the fact that Jason Hall.
I hate this being stuck up here, having to hide like we're doing something wrong.
Yeah, that was it.
Watching them for 2 hours.
Yeah, I know. I remember he left.
We saved his life, Jason Hall, our original composer. And Dark Knight seems to know what he's doing as best as he can. Anyway,
I know, but still,
I know.
And then was it late first season or beginning of second?
I don't know.
It was actually.
I hope that leg heals.
Oh,
no X-rays or anything.
That's right.
I don't think Mike's going to be playing football.
Yeah, heck of a debut for him.
I hope he'll at least be able to walk.
I know. Well, since when do you care about Mike's football playing?
Yeah. Well, I guess I don't, but it's his dream. He probably never had a chance, but to have any hope taken away like that, Mike doesn't deserve that. No one does.
Tiffin Winstock, the current.
You know, it is kind of funny to watch Jareth take orders instead of giving them.
Yeah.
That was a leading, yeah. What's up, Trouble in Paradise?
There is no paradise, Shauna. The man needs a major attitude adjustment.
Oh, shh, they're talking again.
There are good stories there, Anshwa.
Should we bring him inside now?
No, Jareth, there's still much to be done.
But it is beginning to dark.
Patience.
Or when he's here, actually giving commentary, then you can embarrass him in the darkness.
Hey, that would be awesome.
I am amazed that he is still alive at all. A fall from such height would easily kill a lesser man. And these burns, how did he acquire those?
I do not know, Perrinchois. I arrived after it happened.
Of course. Pass me a poultice. Your first command, Jareth. It sounds as if you did quite well.
Thank you. It was quite an experience.
Yet you abandoned your squad.
But I...
Now, Jareth, let me speak. I understand why you did what you did, but we must address this before it comes up in a disciplinary hearing.
It shows that there really is somebody...
Yes, Jareth, you abandoned your post. It may have been in an attempt to save this man who is, as you say, little more than an acquaintance of yours. Yet in the process, you left a group of ordinary men without your support. You may have had undying in retreat, but what if they turned? Your men's halberds and shields are only so much help. All five of them could have died.
But I had to.
A leader must know when to stop to help others, it is true. But from what you tell me, Zana and two of her laborers were present and unharmed. You must learn to assess the situation on sight, Jareth. For the sake of the lives of those you lead, you must learn to think.
Yes, Perrinchois.
No, Jareth, you must listen. Listen with both ears. You are intelligent. You frequently demonstrate a keen analytical mind in a classroom setting. Your potential is great. Yet you have been a taskmate for how long? Others with lower scores have gone on, advancing and rake in their chosen direction. Yet you stay here. You assist me. You work in Zana's shop. What else have you done? I do not intend to be so harsh, Jareth. But you must realize that time is flowing away. And all because time and time again you fail to do the right thing.
But I am constantly trying to...
What you seem to be unable to grasp, Jareth, is that the right thing is not blindly following the rules laid out for you. There is so much more to life than that. You must learn to seize the opportunities with which you are presented. You must take control. I have sensed in you lately a great conflict. I can give you advice. Zana can give you counsel. But only you can actually do something about what troubles you.
Do something?
Yes, Jareth. You are a leader born. Both Zana and I have recognized this in you since you were a child. You are so much like your grandfather was. But the difference between the two of you is that he took command, whereas you have only accepted it when offered. Your grandfather did not sit idly by while others struggled. He used his two hands to create his path. Those who witnessed his resolve followed him willingly. Learn from him, Jareth. I know the man inspired your choice of path, but you must go beyond that. You must learn from him. Do you understand me?
Yes. Yes, I think I do.
Good. Now help me lift him to the stretcher. Carefully.
Wow, so that's Jareth's mentor? Now I know where he gets his bluntness from. But that still doesn't... Shauna? Are you okay?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not okay. I'm exhausted. I just don't think I've ever been this tired.
Well, you did learn magic today, and you've cast how many spells?
Too many. And I just don't know if I can go through with this. I'm scared, you know? I just wish I could still pretend it was all a dream. Like, wake up and
we'd be fine.
I'd be at home, and I'd just go to school and work, and Mike would be late, and now I don't even know if Mike's going to walk again, and I'm stuck here, and there's no doctors, and zombies tried to eat me. All I want to do is sleep. I just want to sleep.
Hey, come on. Lie down here. We're going to get home, Shauna. We're superstars here, right? The three of us will be back at Antonio's before you know it.
Yeah, I know. All three of us. I know.
But well, right, like that one really did in that, you know, that quote spin-off series that I'm not sure if we're legally allowed to mention or not.
Well, we're mentioning other pop culture, so it's all fair game, isn't it?
Yeah.
But
well, and that one, did that one ever get released?
I think it got released.
Yes. Okay. I guess.
I just think
there were a couple that got scripted.
We're speaking of
is that you, Targo?
Laserbeard and his
okay. Well, what are you doing downstairs?
Shauna passed out, so I tucked her in and came to check on Mike.
Yes. This will just be edited out.
What did he do? He used a combination of spells and medicines that should help Nick's body heal. It will be several weeks before he is able to move again.
God, he looks terrible. He's still unconscious?
Yes. The spell should keep him so through the worst pain. But hopefully he will wake up in a few days.
Hopefully?
Nick fell a long way, Kate. There is a chance it damaged his brain.
Oh, God, I didn't even think of that.
Worrying bears no fruit, Kate. The best we can do for now is care for Nick in his convalescence. How is she?
Well, she's fine now, but she kind of had a breakdown before she crashed. She's running on adrenaline this whole time. I think she's really scared that she'll never return to her family. She said that she was trapped here.
You have only been here for 3 days. It is no wonder she is still having difficulties.
3 days? Wow, you're right. The night we got here, the day we went to Drain Mur, and today. So much has happened today. It seems like we have been here so much longer.
Time does move strangely in strange places.
Seems like.
Zana?
Conceal yourself in this closet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm over here, Dargo. An employee.
Yep.
How is the patient?
He is stable, but I must speak to you about him.
About his injuries?
They are most severe. He may never be able to move as he once did on that leg. But I feel he should
You mean a Waloran?
There seems to be no serious damage to his back. Legion is on patrol. As well as I can determine, he is not
good thing they didn't find us.
Fortunate tidings.
But there are several unusual things about him. They may affect his healing in ways I cannot predict.
Such as?
Actually, I think it may have been trying to get sound effects for...
He is different.
As I explained earlier, he is a foreigner.
Yes, I am aware. But you know that I am well-traveled, and I have never seen someone like him.
Brandon throwing himself down.
Three
or four times.
The width of his shoulders, his height, his blunt features.
There are many kinds of people in this world, Dagonane.
That is true.
Oh, no.
The other two
that's
things
right,
are the most
perfect. Kind of getting
yes, it is his musculature. It is like nothing I have seen before.
He is an athlete.
I have treated many an injured bricka player in my day, but never have I seen the like of him. The density of his muscles, his bones, it is incredible.
I am not certain what you are trying to say.
The other matter of note is the way his body reacts to OD. It resists in a peculiar way, as if, well, if his body perceives OD to be a foreign element. How is that possible?
No, the seekers of truth do not use OD. How is this different?
Where is he from, Zana?
Pararo 5.
I need to know where he is from. I am concerned that my spells will not have their full effect. I attempted a point of origin ritual, and yet it revealed nothing. If I knew where he was from, I could research.
I am sorry, Dagonane. There is nothing I can tell you.
Nothing you can tell me or nothing you will tell me?
Just what are you implying?
I know that you're keeping things from me, Zana. I know you too well. Very well. If you will not tell me anymore, will you at least allow him to be treated at university?
I am sorry, Dagonane.
You know it is best for him, and still you refuse. Very well. I will abide by our agreement, Zana. I will speak to no one of what has transpired. I shall return tomorrow with the medicines necessary to sustain him. But tread carefully, Zana. You walk perilous paths.
Gatran 5 for her aid, Dagonane. It has been too long.
It has. Good night, Zana. Try to acquire some sleep.
And you as well. Deliver my regards to your wife and children.
I will do that. Oh, before I forget, I heard something troubling as I was leaving university.
Yes.
We have been unable to learn anything from the Legionnaire that Jareth captured, and today, under the cover of the attack, he escaped.
Escaped?
Yes. We suspect the entire attack was merely a distraction. Please be cautious, Zana. We know you saw his face. If you have any fear of retaliation...
I will contact you immediately.
Please do. Good night, Zana.
And to you, old friend. Safe trails.
You may come out, Kate. I apologize for the deception.
No, I'm sorry. I feel like I'm constantly eavesdropping on you guys.
In that quarter, secrets cannot remain so.
So, did I hear that right? The Legionnaire escaped?
Oh, your soul.
What does that mean for us, for you?
In truth, it does not bode well. The Legion, as a whole, is not typically prone to petty vengeance, but neither have they orchestrated an undying attack merely to rescue one of their own.
Yep.
Something is out of balance.
I don't think he knew too much, the Legion guy.
Caleb, you mean?
Yeah, he and his two friends are on their way to something else, a gathering, I think, when they found us hiding. I think they chased us because we ran, not because they wanted us or anything.
Legionnaires can be capricious. their Waloran and Steel's weapons grant them a sort of invulnerability, which is not a fact
inside
that has escaped
jokes,
them.
Come on,
what do you mean?
They are just people, and sometimes they are even our neighbors. But in the young, it is common to see such unchecked ability making monsters of otherwise good folk.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Yes, just so. But Meek proved to be more than a match for Caleb. And while the Legion is not vengeful, Legionnaires often are.
So what do we do?
We will do as we should. We will aid Meek as we can. We will continue to guide Shane her efforts to find the three of you a way back to your world. And we will continue to bake big pies. I do, after all, have a business to run. But do not stray far from your bow, okay? The day of undying is ended,
right,
but
there,
we are still
know,
in great danger.
Just that level alone.
I will, Zana.
People were surprised that Zana later takes
and now,
the advertising thing.
I must rest.
No,
it has
she's
an exhausting
she's
day.
There is that, of course. But I have seen worse. I'm wary because I did something just now that I never in my life thought I would do.
What's that?
I denied Targonani the truth.
But you had to.
Perhaps. But that does not lift the weight from my heart. Good night,
the spinning rims on the pike are going to pay for themselves.
Mike, you moron. If you can hear me, I want you to know something. If you die on us, I'm going to head to Draenor and kick your ass.
Then, you know, the extra hydraulics.
Come back, Mike. Just come back.
Thank you for listening to episode 5 of Second Shift, The Day of Undying. Written by Brandon Crose and John Tanzer, produced by Becky Davis, directed by Andrea Schubert. It has been a production of Blue Sky Red Entertainment. The vocal team includes these people: Andrew Schwartz as Fesmer, Julia Lunetta as Archon, Alexandria Gist as Catherine, Paul Harrington as Targonane, Becky Davis as Shauna, Mike Hunter as Mike, Christina Milatovic as Zana, Brad Smith as Jareth, with additional voices provided by Brandon Crose, Andrea Schubert, Katie Sokol, Brad Smith, Andrew Schwartz, Julia Lunetta, and Mike Hunter. The audio podcast is the executive producer of Second Shift is Andrea Schubert. For more information, please go to our website at secondshiftpodcast.com, part of Podplay Network. Second Shift is copyright 2006 Blue Sky Red.
Brad,
yes, Catherine. You know, I think I say this almost as much as absolutely not. This is foreshadowing, isn't it? Yes, Catherine. Whatever you say, Catherine. Okay. Yes, Catherine? Okay,
so this was the episode that we recorded in Andrew's closet recording studio.
Really?
Yes, because I remember doing that shtick in Andrew's closet.
Oh, now Brad's in the closet.
Stop! God!
Okay, well, that wraps it up for episode 5, and we will see you again in the next commentary.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye.